24-year-old Navy veteran Whitney Harden needs help getting out of her wheelchair and into her walker. She and husband Matt have the routine down pat.
You ready?
Yeah.
Ready? One, two, three.
Harden has a rare neurological disorder that inflames her brain and causes seizures. Doctors say it was related to injections she got when joining the Navy. Last year, she had her third brain surgery to relieve the symptoms. While it helped manage the seizures, it limited Harden's mobility.
The walker is a huge part of my rehab. It helps me start to be able to get more mobilization on my own, out and about, anywhere that I can, outside of therapy.
Getting the walker wasn't easy. Harden's doctor ordered it from the VA in April, but they had trouble getting one of the parts and couldn't fill the order right away.
All they said was, we have it on order for you. But I'm just kind of used to it, I guess, at this point, to just know that I'm going to have to wait.
Months later, the VA still hasn't come through. Harden ended up getting the same walker from Project Mend, a San Antonio-based nonprofit group that refurbishes medical equipment and gives it to people at a cost savings. The order took them just a few days. Right now, the VA says it has about 8,500 equipment requests that have waited longer than 30 days. Fred Downs, a prosthetics consultant with Paralyzed Veterans of America, says that's cause for concern.
I'm not comfortable with that number. I need to know more facts. What's it composed of? What type of orders?
Downs used to work for the VA and helped build their prosthetics service back in the 80s. He says there are legitimate reasons why some cases drag on. Equipment might require special fabrication, multiple fittings, or involvement by an outside vendor. But Downs says complex cases are one thing, while bureaucratic obstacles are another, and he isn't sure which category the VA delays fall into. As it turns out, VA isn't either. They're still analyzing the data.
The thing that we all worry about are those cases where a veteran, needs a wheelchair, is prescribed, and so the veteran goes home and doesn't hear anything from the VA. This is where you and others hear problems. Is, well, what happened to it? He's still sitting home after 2, 3, 4 months and is not there. What the heck? Somebody's dropped the ball big time.
VA receives more than 650,000 requests for prosthetic items and medical devices every month, and delays have long been a problem. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says this year's numbers actually represent a market improvement.
Across the country, last year, 64,000 prosthetic requests were 30 days old or older. We've now gotten that down to 8,500.
Last year, the VA Inspector General found a host of problems with the way some medical centers were handling prosthetics. Since then, the department has changed some of its processes. They've made it easier to track equipment requests and are holding medical center directors more accountable for fulfilling them. The agency is now trying to determine how many delayed requests are acceptable. Wilkie says he's proud of the VA's progress so far.
That is certainly a case where we have moved out, and it shows America that the department does have the potential for agility and adaptability.
Back in Texas, Whitney Harden has had to adapt too. She's making strides with her rehab and has now mastered the track at her physical therapy center.
I'm doing 336 feet twice, two laps.
Harden says there's a chance her VA walker will still come in. If it does, she plans to donate the one she's using now to Project Mend to help someone else. In San Antonio, I'm Carson Frame.